aircraft showing heavy football plan activity.
If you're taking hostages, let's rock and roll.
People here to talk about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Did I say meeting? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reboot. Sorry, it's early, people. I don't give a shit. The reboot, actually, 2014. Well, how long was it been since the last one? Back in the early 90s. And I'm here to tell you, people, I didn't find this reboot that bad. Now, granted, I didn't like it, but I didn't find it that bad. Maybe that's just because I expected it to be what this was, but we're going to get into depth about that a little bit here once I give a simple-ass, ridiculous-ass plot origin story, if you will. Which people, by the way, for me, the Ninja Turtles have always had a stupid origin story. I think it's one of the stupidest cartoons that was ever put out there. I mean, we'll get into that later. The movie opens up pretty much with Megan Fox playing April O'Neil, and she's wanting to be a serious reporter here, so she's looking for the foot activity. You know, the foot is causing all this trouble in the city of New York City here, and she's trying to get that article of someone's fighting back against them, who we later find out to be the Ninja Turtles. And then once Master Splinter finds out that April O'Neil is involved in this because some reason they have some past, then we get a real origin story of how the Turtles became what they were. Apparently they were experimented on with mutagen, and that's what the so-called villains, they're so-called villains in this film, were experimenting with. And Megan Fox's dad believed for it to be something to help the people, which they later go on to explain that there was I can't remember the guy's name, but William Fichtner, who played Eric Sachs, his character goes over like a little background story, which I'm assuming that he was talking about Shredder, and how there was this great samurai that poisoned the waters of Japan or stuff like that, and they found this cure that I'm assuming they call it the mutagen, and they're trying to recreate that. But then we later find out that April O'Neil's dad found out what they were trying to do with it and destroyed the lab that they were experimenting on these turtles and rat with, who Megan Fox, April O'Neil, named Donatello, Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael, and Splinter. So she saves them from this burning fire or whatever and releases them in the sewers, and they waited till they got bigger so Master Splinter can teach them ninjutsu, which is the most ridiculous goddamn thing of the whole plot. That's the most ridiculous plot of the whole fucking Ninja Turtles franchise, to be honest. And then we later find out that William Fichtner is just the money man in this. I mean, he's pretty much just because every movie has to have this side villain where he's just running a big giant corporation. I mean, we saw this in Transformers. He's running a big giant corporation and just providing the money for it. The guy who played Shredder, I'm actually not sure who did that. I know he's a big motherfucker. That's all I got to say. You know what? It was a Japanese dude named Tohoto Masamune. Tohoto Masamune. Yes, there we go. He plays Shredder. And you don't know a goddamn thing about this guy. I mean, the best parts of him is when he sticks on the Shredder armor, the bootleg version of Iron Man 1.0, and just fights. Like, that's his best scenes or whatever. But as far as that, I mean, I'm assuming the guy came straight out of Japan he's speaking Japanese, and they even had the, I ain't gonna say the audacity, but they had the intelligence of just putting the subtitles down there so you can watch them. But then this motherfucker starts speaking English, and you just kind of looking at him like, and I know that's not the shit on this movie for doing that, but because I know a lot of films that do that, which I'm, after seeing Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, I'm starting to wonder why they do that. I don't know why, just to remind you that, hey, this guy's a foreigner, I guess, but it's kind of stupid. But so once they find out that, because Megan Fox goes blabbing to Wim Fitchner about, oh, these turtles that we worked on exist still, they're alive, they grew up to be this, they're bigger, and blah, blah, blah. So Wim Fitchner is like, oh. He looks like Robbie Jones from Tyler Perry's Temptation when he found out his mother was praying, and he's just like, oh, a seance. He's like, my past can come completed now, or whatever, and shit. He's like, my passion project is back online. So now they got these high-tech-ass satellites that just observe the whole city of New York, which I'm surprised the government has not shot down yet or whatever. It did like an X-ray vision of the whole city and shit like that. It even went under the sewers and shit. I was like, God damn, this technology is fucking amazing. I mean, and they find out the turtles are hiding in the sewers, obviously. Mind you, this is when this is going down, when they're searching for them, Splinter and them are talking to Megan Fox, April O'Neil's character, down in the sewers, telling her this story. I'm just telling you right now as well. And then we get to cool-ass fight scenes, I will admit. Raphael, he gets caught under some rocks or whatever, stuff like that. The rest of the turtles get captured, so it's up to Raphael to save them. And next thing you know, it's up for them to, because once the Wim Fitchner gets half their blood, he takes it to their tower where he's, that brother straight up says, yeah, I'm rich, but I want to be stupid rich. And I was like, I mean, you look pretty stupid rich to me right now. I mean, you got a big ass, this ain't even a mansion, people. This is a fortress in the middle of the slopes. I mean, I didn't even know New York has off slopes like that or whatever. This looks like, imagine in Dark Knight Rises if where they sent Bruce was covered with snow, mountains, trees instead of rocks, dirts, and fucking cactuses and a hole in the ground and shit like that. And then for some reason, matter of fact, you know what? It wasn't even off on the mountains because, okay, they're in New York City. Times fucking square, people. And I swear to God, in the scene where they're driving down a slope, they're just saying, continue down this road and you'll make it to the city. Where the fuck is this part at in New York, to be honest, that it's only like a 30-minute drive down a slope to get to New York City? Now, I haven't been out there in about, I was out there last year. I haven't been down in a year. And then, granted, I didn't go traveling up no mountains or anything like that, but I don't recall seeing no mountains any fucking near whereby. But it's neither here nor there of logic. I mean, that's kind of where the Michael Bay production comes in hand or whatever, but we'll get into the director and production-wise, whatever. So once they get their blood, you know, they got this little tower that's going to – William Fisher's plans, he wants to – and it's not so much that he wants to make money. It pretty much is a power control here because William Fisher is like, I'm going to poison everybody in the city, and then my company's going to come out and save them. So the government will look at us like the power company, you know. They'll supply us with whatever we need, you know. People will look up to me as their savior and stuff like that, which is, a lot of people say that plan is stupid, but to go back on a character's plan here, anybody ever remember a character called Vandal Savage, Justice League, cartoon, loved by all, loved by everyone, actually. Vandal Savage, badass villain. Did he not have a similar plan of wiping out half of Earth and then building it back in his creation? So before we judge something of saying, oh, that's a stupid plan, I want you to think back on some more of your childhood of what that means. So apparently it ain't so goddamn stupid. It is stupid in the sense that you think people will follow you, which they probably will because people is looking for the next best thing. I mean, shit, you can cure cancer. I'm sure people will follow you. I know I would. So the turtles go to stop Shredder and this plan. Well, I ain't going to say this plan because April O'Neil was the one that went to go stop that. Now, okay, that's the plot. Now, let me get into the story now. Let me get into my likes. The turtles looked awesome. They were a force to be reckoned with. I mean, I you know what? Actually, I compare this movie to Godzilla. And I think this one might, you know, I think this one is better than Godzilla. Godzilla was a piece of shit, personally. These turtles are actually a force to be reckoned with. I actually feel their presence more than I did with Godzilla in that whole fucking film. The problem with the turtles is the same problem with Godzilla and same problem with Well, I take that back. I don't want to see more robots in Transformers because, shit, they seem to get stupider or more racist. The problem with here is the turtles aren't on screen as much. Because every time they are on screen, it's fucking fantastic. It's amazing. It's what you want to see. The voice acting, I didn't even recognize that was Johnny Knoxville playing Leonardo. I know Johnny Knoxville can switch his voice up from time to time. We didn't see him do that so many times on Jackass, plays different voices, but I didn't even notice that was him. So to me, the voices sound fine. I heard a lot of people saying how annoying Michelangelo was. I was like, wasn't that motherfucker annoying in the cartoons that you guys love so fucking much? I didn't think so. Okay, so shut the fuck up. He sounds exactly like the fuck he's supposed to be sounding. Then you got the action scenes. Action scenes were incredible. As much as I just talked about Shredder, the guy that played him, who, matter of fact, he only had about one scene outside of the armor. The rest he's in the armor. So I'm not really gonna harp on that one. But the I'll get into his biggest problem. But whenever they're fighting Shredder, which is you see about two times, and even you get Splinter fighting or whatever. Fucking badass, dude. I was like, holy shit. Even there was times where I was just looking like, how the fuck are they going to stop this dude or whatever? I mean, shit, it's bad enough he knows, like, the best martial arts ever in this world that they created. But his armor makes him even quicker, deadlier, and stronger at the same time. So I'm just like, this is some shit right here. And another positive, and I gave this guy shit too. Huh? I will give him shit too in the trailer. Splinter looks like shit. And I hear a lot of people going back, oh, why couldn't they make him look like the original? The original looked like shit. So I don't think they found the right concept of how to make Splinter look appealing. But then again, he is a sewer rat, so I don't even know if there is appealing in him. But Splinter was a fucking badass. I mean, there was a scene where the turtles snuck out, and I think, yeah, it was a stop the train scene where Megan Fox first found them out. And they're sneaking back in the house or whatever and shit. And this Splinter actually has a lot more emotion than any Splinter I've ever seen. I've watched the cartoons, read the books and stuff like that. Don't remember a whole lot of them because I just didn't give a fuck. It was one of those things where I just watched it and read it because it just filled in the gap of my Saturday cartoon or after school cartoons or whatever, or my in between book times or something like that. But Splinter was a fucking badass. There's a scene where that scene while I was describing, when they sneak in the place, Splinter is disciplining their ass, and he's like back to the, it sounded like he said the shoe, I just got Orange and is the New Black in my mind or whatever, because that's where they were sending the inmates to, the shoe. But I could have sworn he said he was sending them to the shoe, where pretty much is he makes them do, I wouldn't even know what to call it, like a regiment, where it's uneasy to do. Pretty much you got Raphael standing in a chair with one leg of the chair as well while he's knitting. Leonardo has to do the splits while I think he was bouncing balls off his two balls in his hand, fingers, and one on his head. Donatello was on a wobbly table, whatever, and having to do so. I don't remember what it was. And Michelangelo just had to stay upside down with the brain rushes here. And Splinter would come in and fucking with them and shit. He would be slapping them with their tail and shit like that and saying, where did you go and stuff. I mean, the dude was disciplinary. I really felt, because he sets up, like, in his story that he told Megan Fox, I watched how your father raised you, and I knew with these turtles I had to become that father figure to them or whatever. So you really feel the gravitas there of this man is not only just a mentor, but he is their father, which you've heard in plenty of the cartoons before, but you never once felt that shit. That shit just looked like the Odd Couple. But here you felt it. There's even a scene where Shredder is beating the shit out of Splinter, and you hear the Michelangelo, Leonardo, and Donatello screaming, Dad! Like, first they're yelling, Sensei, but then they start screaming, Dad! Dad, no! Or whatever. And That's my second best part of Splinter. There's a scene where the foot get in, Splinter's standing there like an old man. They circle around him, and he wraps his tail around one of the soldiers, whatever, and slams him down. And he's punching these two guys in the head or whatever. I was like, holy fuck, this dude is a badass. Even the scene where Shredder comes in, he picks up a sword, and he's like, oh. By the way, that's one of my complaints with a fucking Splinter as well. I mean, Splinter as well. They made this brother into a Japanese terror. He looked like Ken Watanabe's Transformers robot from fucking Transformers Age of Extinction. This shit was embarrassing. I was just like, why the fuck does he even look like that? That man is, I mean, that rat isn't fucking Japanese. It's not a fucking Japanese rat that flew from fucking Japan and came all the way to the New York City sewers or something like that. So why the fuck they gave him this Fu Manchu beard and shit, had his eyes rolling the back of his head like Patrice Wilson and shit. It was mind-boggling why they did that shit. I mean, every now and then he'd grope his beard like, oh. They should have just got, if you're going to go samurai movie, ninja, Japanese and stuff like that, where the fuck was the RZA at? That's my only complaint. Or that's another complaint I have, too. The RZA was nowhere to be found in this movie. I'm insulted by that they didn't consult the RZA with this. Either way, he picks up that sword and he's like, Shredder, I've heard of you. And they have this cool little fight scene. I mean, there's even points where I was just like, okay, Splinter holding his, not only he's holding his own, he's beating the shit out of Shredder. But he eventually gets his ass whooped, so, you know, and then he gets taken. And it was a convincing and good fight scene to me. I thought it was really good. Nothing that had me at the edge of my seat, but it was hitting expectations where I thought it was going to be generic, but even up the antics just a little bit more. What else? There was the ending action scene actually was pretty cool, threatening. The fight scene between Raphael and Shredder 2 looked good as well. I mean, even that one, I'm not going to lie, I got a little worried. I was like, holy shit, you can hear, there's a scene where Raphael's getting his ass kicked. There's a scene where Shredder is just stomping on his shell and shit, and you can hear that shit cracking in the background effects. And it was a little mind blowing. I was just like, holy shit, dude. Why the hell? Now, my problem with that scene is once April O'Neil frees all the other turtles from their containers and shit like that, Shredder just runs away. And how he got to the city so quickly before they did, it just goes to show you that these mountains ain't too fucking far from goddamn New York City. So, people, if you live in New York City, please explain to me where the fuck these mountains are so I can go ski sloping. Let's get into problems now. Because there is a lot of problems here. But the biggest problem in the film definitely is Megan Fox. The bitch is a horrible actress at that. She cannot deliver lines. She's not facially convincing. She's just not good in general. I mean, I read an article of her talking about how she's not trying to portray the model type and want to stand out for women and stuff. It's like, bitch, you are doing a horrible job at that right now, because your opening scene is you jumping on a trampoline. You just seem to can't get away from being the sex symbol. The whole time I was watching this movie, I just looked at her and her facial expressions, and I was like, she looks like a model. Nothing more than that. I don't know if her acting has gotten worse, but it stood out like a motherfucker in this film. And maybe, you know what? Then the problem is because this is an April O'Neil film, and she has more screen time than anyone else in the film. And it was goddamn dreading seeing her horrible ass way of acting, delivering comedic lines as if they were supposed to be funny, because she's not a comedic actor. Oh, she's a comedic actor and how bad she is. Yes, I'll agree with that. But as far as watching her deliver these lines, I was cringing sometimes. I was just like, ooh, somebody, who the fuck thought she would make a good April O'Neil? No. Definitely no. Oh, it was hard. You know who would have did a better job at this? And I've seen her in a couple of movies, not too good movies or whatever, but just regular streaming movies. Is Imogene Poots. She was the girl that was pretty much hanging out with Aaron Paul in Need for Speed. I can't remember the other movie she was in. Oh, yeah, she was in That Awkward Moment. She was Zac Efron's little love interest. I really liked that girl, and I think her charisma and just her fluffy attitude of, you know, always being happy and energetic and charismatic or whatever and stuff, I think that would have brought something to this role here, because Megan Fox is deadpan the whole fucking movie. You don't once believe her or anything she's doing, and she seriously just looks like she's just there to be there or whatever. You know, she's almost worse than Kristen Stewart. I mean, I think there was at least one movie I saw Kristen Stewart emote something, or whatever. So I've not yet to see that from Megan Fox. She's a horrible actress, and she needs to stay the fuck away from a camera in general, unless that camera is shooting at that ass. But then again, I got to go ahead and say this. There's a lot of close-up shots on Megan Fox's face. The girl is still looking good. Don't get me wrong. I would not pass that up. But that age is hitting her pretty hard, bro. She is looking old. I was looking like, there was times in the movie where they zoomed up on her face, and I was just looking at her, like, around her area, and I was just like, shit, even I got a chance with that now. I mean, granted, she's still telling my black ass no, but still, even my confidence shot up with her. I was just like, oh, wow. It's when you zoom out of her face with her, I was like, Jesus Christ, man. Hate to throw this at you, but a 44-year-old Jennifer Lopez is looking better than you right about now. So what's going on, Megan Fox? Ain't you, like, 3 years older than me or something? But Will Arnett, what a waste of his fucking goddamn time, to be honest. He served absolutely no. You know, the only purpose he served was to be Megan Fox's boy to beat the William Fichtner at the end of the movie. That's it. He serves no purpose in this movie. It's just because they can't have a woman fighting a man, so they had to have a man fighting a man in this scene. So other than that, he serves absolutely no purpose for it. And I felt bad for Will Arnett, because, man, You came out of a movie that was good, man. You seriously fucking did. You came out of a fucking movie. Matter of fact, not only did you come out of a movie that you played that was good, but you played an iconic motherfucking character in that movie. And some people would even say it was a better... You was fucking Batman in goddamn the Lego movie. I'm just throwing that out there, bro. You can do 20 times better than this. And it's not to say that he was doing a bad job. I mean, it's just his role was forgettable, and they kind of tried to make him the cartoony character of this, like, Megan Fox is the serious deadpan character who will crack a one-liner that you're supposed to laugh at every now and then, but Will Arnett's the sidekick or whatever. And I'm just like, Will Arnett, the sidekick to Megan Fox? What fucking genius thought of that idea? It's fucking stupid is what it is. Another thing that I'm sorry. A lot of people, I'm going to go ahead and say, a lot of people gave this shit, but, you know, if this movie is the movie that raped your childhood, then you need to reevaluate your childhood personally, because any movie that rapes a childhood, you probably a fucking moron. Second of all, if the Ninja Turtles movie is the one that rapes your childhood, you seriously need to reevaluate your childhood, because they're fucking talking turtles trained by a rat that learned martial arts to fight ninjas. I don't know how much more ridiculous it gets than that. Oh, wait, this movie found a way of doing it, and that's by teaching them martial arts from a goddamn martial arts book that I swear to God was found in original Karate Kid that fucking Ralph Macchio was learning from. Now, granted, the book don't look like that book. It's more updated 2014 technology, if you will. But I swear to God, this rat learned martial arts from a book and taught it to them. Now, that's not to say you probably can't learn it from a book. Maybe, I don't know. They were infused with mutant gen and shit like that, whatever. So it probably made them smarter than the average. Well, obviously it made them smarter than the average rat and turtles or whatever and shit, because they grew up to be giant ass things or whatever. But it just sounded even more ridiculous when they pan that out. But to be fair, it ain't much more ridiculous than the fucking original one, where Splinter watched his master use martial arts, and then as he got older, he taught the turtles. I'm just like, that's just as fucking ridiculous. So I don't see where the complaining that comes from. For me, it was just funny seeing it. And it's even funny in the original. Because personally, I think the original sucks. I don't give a shit what nobody says. Those movies are horrible. And I personally think this one actually had a little bit more going for it than those original movies did. They get all the characteristics right. Let's just say that. Okay, Shredder. The bad thing about him is you don't know his motivation. There is I don't know what his motivation at all was in this whole film. And a part of me, not even gonna lie, didn't even really give a shit, to be honest. I mean, they have this story of, like, once Splinter finds out who's behind William Fichtner's character. Once he is Shredder and what's his name? Splinter's looking all nervous and shit. Like, he knows Splinter. And I know in the original comics and stuff, because there's two introductions of that, like, they have a history together, where it's pretty much before Splinter grew up to be this giant rat. I remember, if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me, fanboys, because I know there's going to be fanboys that just watch this film. Splinter chewed up his face, whatever, which is why he took in the name Shredder, because he pretty much disfigured his face and shit, and his ear got cut off, and that's how they have that history together. But there's no history of these two whatsoever, unless they're trying to evaluate that maybe Splinter saw them together or something like that, because Splinter knew who the bad guy was from the get-go, but I don't know if he saw Shredder actually in the film, but there still was no history of why this guy is such a bad guy, unless he found another martial arts book where it just talked about Shredder for the fucking movie. I guess I must have missed that part as well, but no kind of history whatsoever, but yet Splinter fears him, like he's something want to be threatened of. William Fichtner's character, I gave an example of that character. I mean, wants to be stupid rich and wants to pretty much be the hero, the savior of the town, whatever, and shit like that. I ain't seen that plot thread so many times. I don't even know if it's stupid or not anymore, because you can't disagree with that. I mean, if you call something and fix it, the people are going to look up to you. So I don't really find that to be necessarily stupid. I just gave an example of that with Vandal Savage. People seem to be clapping at that shit. So, I mean, what's the difference here? And, you know, my biggest problem with the film really was Megan Fox. That's about it. I mean, the dialogue is horrible for the human characters. There's no purpose for any of the human characters at all. They serve absolutely no fucking purpose. I mean, even April was useless in this fucking film. I mean, granted, she saves him and all, whatever, and gets him, but Raphael could have did that on his own. I mean, it ain't like he don't know how to drive a car, because they were driving a car at the end of this fucking movie and shit. So Megan Fox is a real problem with this film in the dialogue, and you get into the Michael Bay tropes or whatever, because this wasn't directed by Michael Bay people. I know we keep giving this shit, but you can tell the Michael Bay tropes in here, such as the Japanese Splinter that came out of nowhere. Jonathan Liebesman, who's the one who did this, and he did Wrath of the Titans, which was a horrible piece of shit, to be honest. Matter of fact, this guy's just known for doing horrible pieces of shit, because he did Battle Los Angeles as well, and I think he did that Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Not the one that came out last year, but the one year before that. No, not the year before. I think it was like 08 or 09 or something like that. So he does have a track record of producing shit. And the direction does kind of get a little choppy towards the end of the film. But overall, I thought the action scenes were fun. I thought the turtles, I thought what they was getting right of the actual turtles was spot on. I mean, it's a Ninja Turtles film, and once again, it doesn't follow the concept of the title characters, which is another film that's a goddamn shame, because we just saw Guardians of the Galaxy follow Guardians of the Galaxy and remained in space the whole movie. So, rating time. This is actually what I kind of expected. I remember I said when the first trailer came out, everybody's bitching about these turtles. Who you need to be bitching about is Megan Fox, because the bitch can't act. And sure enough, I was right about that. Turtles came out just fine. The look of them looked impressive and intimidating. That's for damn sure. Shredder looked, he was a cool ass villain for them to fight at the end. And the action scenes look good, which there's about maybe three or four of them. And another thing is, it's only an hour and 40 minutes, I believe. So the pacing of it kind of picks up a little bit. I mean, there's parts where it slows down because of Megan Fox. Matter of fact, the opening of it is really slow. It's like 20 minutes with Megan Fox, and you just kind of like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ, I hope a turtle does show. Whether you thought they looked like shit or not, you want Megan Fox to get off screen. So I think I'm in the high stream it, regular stream. I'll just give it a stream it. Yeah, I'm in the streaming category here. So, people, once again, like I said, if this rapes your childhood, you seriously need to reevaluate your childhood.
Together, we are stronger than he can ever be. Let's
No, that's stupid. They're turtles.
Is there anything else we should know about them?
They're ninjas.